Barking Abbey has chosen to do our podcast on Dame Vera Lynn.
So why did we choose her?
She was a very inspirational person during World War II, as she kept morales high and helped our nation overcome the many hardships they faced.
An example of this was her radio programme, Sincerely Yours, that she created to boost the spirits of British troops serving abroad by sending messages from their loved ones and meeting their song requests.
So what impacts did her music have on us?
Well, her song, The White Cliffs of Dover, is still being used as a campaign slogan to conserve the real-life White Cliffs of Dover.
She also toured Egypt, India and Burma during the midst of the war. She gave the troops outdoor concerts, doing her part for the troops and the war effort.
She also visited maternity wards and the houses of wives of military personnel to deliver personal messages.
So, did she have a passion for music during her childhood?
Yes, she did. By the age of 7, she was publicly performing, making her radio debut at the age of 18 years old.
She even dropped out of school at just 11 years old to start touring the country and perform her amazing songs.
Her last known performance was sang outside Buckingham Palace in 1995 in a ceremony that marked the Golden Jubilee of VE Day.
But that doesn't mean her music is unknown. She released the album Vera Lynn 100 in 2017 to mark her 100th birthday, which reached third on the UK charts, making her the oldest recording artist in the world and the first centenarian performer to have an album in the charts.
That's pretty cool.
What else did she do to benefit the lives of others?
In 1953, she founded a charity for people with cerebral palsy and became its chairperson.
She also founded the Vera Lynn charity, Breast Cancer Research Trust, in 1976, with Vera Lynn as its president.
She has also continued her work in later life. In 2010, she became a patron of the Dover War Memorial Project and project to support refugees from Burma / help forgotten allies.
She has accumulated 11 honours, including becoming a member of the Order of Companions of Honours at the age of 99.
Chose Vera Lynn to be our local hero because we believe that she did her utmost to serve and honour as the force's sweetheart. Furthermore, she represents much more than just her work for Britain. Her songs are still enjoyed today all over the world, even as she turns 100 years old. There were, admittingly, many other people whom we considered as a hero to our community, but Lynn had a wide outcome on us and the country whole, effectively securing our safety and stability for the near and distant future by constant encouragement and hope for our servicemen. See, Lynn's songs represent so much more than just the light of hope during the World War, but in fact also suggest a wider path of optimism during the toughest of times, and they continue to inspire people of all generations, young and old. In our eyes, we see her as a true hero of the war and beyond.